Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, my friends. Get the thinking cap on right now, because we got a lot to do today. Unless, of course, you have to leave and run to your holistic practitioner, and you couldn't listen to the show. And if you're on your way to your holistic practitioner, I have a lot to say about that experience today. What we're going to do today is something I've wanted to do a long time, and that's actually give you a perception of the methodology, the process through which your holistic doctor, and that can be a chiropractor, that can be an acupuncturist, that can be a medical doctor, that can be a layman that took some courses in nutrition, that can be a dietitian, but whoever you've developed that relationship, whoever you trust to make your recommendations for that ever-precious issue for you called your health, your symptomology, your chronic issues, perhaps even your diseases and the things that you're hoping you do for your body that help those diseases evolve to a better state. What's the process that they go through? Otherwise stated, what are you paying for, really, when you see a holistic doctor and you get recommendations? How does that doctor approach his conclusions? What does he do? What does he test with? How does he think? How does he come to the conclusions about your health? I'm going to tell you a story. Short point. I graduated chiropractic school, Cleveland Chiropractic College. That was in 1994. Actually, it was December 11th, 1993. That school, 2 years ago, in Los Angeles, it joined with the mother school in Kansas. So that school's not there anymore. But in the last year of school, and all doctors go through this, every single company selling every single product, nutritional and otherwise, diagnostic tools and testing equipment and otherwise, comes and the doctors are taken to lunch, they're spoken to, they're invited to seminars, they're mentored, they're given this tremendous impetus to go out when they practice and buy equipment to supposedly help them in the process in which they render you, the consumer, a concept about your health. You're supposed to go out and buy stuff. Much of the holistic industry, as from the standpoint of the doctor, is you put yourself through 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hard years of school. And a lot of these schools are fantastic. My chiropractic school, Cleveland Chiropractic College, that was a good 6,000-7,000 hours of a lot of work. I mean, I had luxuries there that I think few people in holistic educations do. For instance, I got to run my dissection lab. I was friends with the doctor, the medical doctor, actually, that ran the dissection lab. And through the 4 years at the school, I got to dissect hundreds of bodies. I would be in there sometimes till 10, 11 o'clock at night, just taking apart bodies, looking at all the different parts, all the different intricacies. So when we studied anatomy, physiology, neuroanatomy, cell biology, so on and so forth, you really had a tremendous hands-on understanding. And this was fantastic for me. And when I got to graduate then, it was time to put this knowledge to use. And this is when everybody shows up at your door telling you where to spend your money, what tools to buy. So you go out and you spend money and you buy all the equipment. And that equipment can take the form of iridology machines. And I want to get into a lot of what these things are. You may never have heard of these things, or you may have been tested with one of them and you don't really understand what and why you were and whether you should really trust it. And of course, from iridology to dark field microscopy, to Meridian stress testing, EAV machines, Avatar machines, Computron machines, Acuscope machines, MyoPulse machines, tongue diagnosis, pulse diagnosis, the various forms of kinesiology. Holistic doctors, holistic practitioners are out there studying these things, spending money on the equipment, and then telling the consumer, you know, come here, sit down, let's do this test on you, and based on this test, I'm going to make recommendations about your health that you should listen to because the test shows. Today, I want to refine that process for you. Because I was that student. I was that young doctor. I was that more mature doctor now. And I've had over 20 years, a wonderful time piecing all of this together to get reality. And I don't think that reality is very clear. And I think we're making a lot of mistakes that come from, well, too much optimism sometimes, too much pessimism sometimes. Too much of a faith in what people tell us that we should really test ourselves and put to our own experience. And this is natural. When you get out there and you put your sign out and you say, I'm a practitioner, I can help you, I'm a doctor, I'm a licensed chiropractor, I'm a licensed acupuncturist, you really want to give it your best. And yet, looking at it over 20 years, there are so many holes in this game. The methodologies are not refined. Not nearly refined, and the public suffers. So I want to give you a perspective here. So what do we have out there? We've got iridology, dark field microscopy, tongue diagnosis, pulse diagnosis. We have lab tests, specialized lab tests from Geneva Labs, from Metametrics Labs, from what was and no longer is Great Smokies Labs. These are specialty labs through the United States. And of course, whether you're doing muscle testing or iridology or dark field microscopy or pulse and tongue diagnosis, whether you're using an Acuscope or MyoPulse machine, the public knows that they only have to turn to their medical doctor, to allopathy, to be told all of this is nonsense. All of this is just a lot of baloney. These tests don't work. They're not reproducible. They're a great big lie. The people doing them aren't well trained, and you really shouldn't spend your time, energy, and money over issues like your health, such an important issue, to be just shamrocked in an area that really you can't trust. It's very easy to find that opinion. You just have to sit at Christmas dinner with the other members of your family that think this is nonsense. Well, you know what? 50% of it is a lot of nonsense. And I am here to tell you that today. The other 50% of that is a miracle. Knowing how to get rid of the baloney so that you're left with the essence is what this show is about today. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. And I don't think you can get it any straighter. I ask the embarrassing questions I have from the day I was born and will continue to. And when I graduated chiropractic school, took a couple of years of education in acupuncture, I saw things that, well, kept me occupied for now 2 decades. At the same time, I saw a great deal of nonsense. And I tell you, you suffer because of that nonsense. So whether you're a young holistic practitioner or you are a veteran consumer, listen to this show today. Or get to the website, the archives, on straighttalk.cc, that's not .com, .cc, and you can listen to these shows at your leisure because you might be out working out today. It's February, and it's, what, 80 degrees already? Okay. Let's talk about German medicine. I want you to understand that 50, 60, 70 years ago, the Germans were doing things that would later become the basis, the foundation for holistic medicine in the United States. And when Steven Spielberg, now we're shifting to film for a moment, remember in the early 80s when he did Raiders of the Lost Ark with Harrison Ford? And then he followed it up with the sequel about the Holy Grail. That was the one he did with Sean Connery. That was the third one. Fantastic films. Academy Award nominated films, wonderful films, at least the first one. And what was that about? It was about the Germans, in this case the Nazi Party, having this thing about mysterious knowledge, about powers that would come to you that you couldn't see if you searched in holy places. Thus, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Thus, the search for the Holy, the Ark of the Covenant, and then the search for the Holy Grail. And the Nazi Party actually looked for these things. You know, you don't know, maybe you do, that many of these movies that we see are very, very seriously researched. Now, we stretch it to make the story. So you take a story like Braveheart or Raiders, and we have enormous historical fact there. Researchers are paid a lot of money to get the data. And then we twist it into a film. The point is that data, that information about how Germans in the 20s and 30s were in deep pursuit of ancient esoteric knowledge became, believe it or not, the foundation for so much of holistic medicine. Now, what was that about? Well, you got to understand the power of the Mercedes-Benz. That's a great car. That's a German car. BMW, Porsche, and Volkswagen. The special thing about the German character was that it would take the esoteric, take the energetic, take Eastern medicine, meridian theories, concepts in acupuncture, etc., and tie it into hard science. They would tie it into hard science, meaning they would take their engineers, they would take their medical doctors, they would take the best minds that Germany had, and they would study energetic or meridian-based medicine. And they would look for the intersections between the two. And out of that, up sprang throughout Germany in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Today, if you're really sick, you go to the Black Forest of Germany and you look at the healing centers there run by medical doctors. German medicine is still more evolved holistically than what we have in the United States. And these medical doctors have very intense educations. And they treat the sick and diseased. The Paracelsus Clinic, Dr. Rau, R-A-U, of the Paracelsus Clinic in Germany / Switzerland, is an example. There's Dr. King, one of the great cancer doctors, presently practicing on and in the Black Forest of Germany, on the lake there. So you got to understand the roots of these traditions that Western medicine in this country calls nonsense began with a very hard science combined with the mystical, or what technology could not find or measure. It's really not the mystical. That's an exaggerated word of it. A meridian exists. It truly exists. We call it the mystical because we can't see it. And we're not having the best time measuring it presently, but we will. But over 10 to 20 years, we will. So much of this medicine began in Germany. I have $250,000 in testing equipment. And my point to you is that when I look at all this equipment, some of which is collecting dust, I see a number of mistakes that were made and that are made today. Number one, when you buy an iridology machine or a microscope or a meridian machine, one thing that your doctor, your holistic practitioner has been told by the manufacturer, by the people that teach these machines, one thing they've been told is that this machine does it all. There's a sales pitch behind these machines. What came out of many of these medicines were companies that made machines to sell these knowledges and these technologies. And when you get out of school, you're told if you buy an iridology machine to study the eye or a dark field mic.